Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Putin has now increased the number of Wagner mercenaries to 1,000. They're operating right now in the Donbass region of Ukraine, and they're going to spread out over Ukraine. What are the Wagner mercenaries? The regular soldiers in the Russian army are not doing well. They're deserting. They're demoralized. But the Wagner mercenaries are men. They call it the Wagner Group. And that sounds very, very unthreatening and low-key. You know, you think of the composer Wagner, you think of Germany and blah, blah, blah. The Wagner mercenaries are an organization that was created by one of these oligarchs close to Putin, a vicious individual. And they're simply hired assassins. There's several thousand of them, and he sends them around the world. They get high wages. They went to Mali recently. It's a country in Africa that has a despot running it. And he gave them a list of people to kill. And among them were whole villages, including women and children, where he felt that there were people who opposed him politically, would vote against him if he ever had an election. So they went in there. And, you know, the sad thing is the French Foreign Legion were already in Mali to stop mercenaries from the other side. In other words, stop jihadists. That, you know, there was ISIS, there was Al-Qaeda, there's Al-Shabaab over there. There's a lot of people, murderous Islamic terrorists. But the Wagner Group didn't come in to murder Islamic terrorists. They came in to murder people who opposed the regime. The French finally said, look, to the president of Mali, if that's what you're going to do, we're not going to be part of it. And the French withdrew. And now Mali is an assassination pit. And the Wagner mercenaries, some of them apparently physically get off on going into a village with machine guns and killing everybody. They're doing this in Ukraine now. They're in Ukraine right now because they don't get demoralized. Unlike the Russians, they make more army. They make more money. And they're extraordinarily cruel and psychopathic. Thousand of them. They're much like Putin psychologically is what they are. Much like Putin. In any event, how do you get them out? Well, in the Donbass region, the Russians effectively control it. The problem is they're going to spread to the rest of Ukraine. I think the Ukrainian army and the civilian corps have orders, shoot on sight anybody, any mercenary or any Chechen. But it's a big country. About the size of Texas, 44 million people. It can be very, very hard to make sure that one of these Russian assassins doesn't slip through. So when Putin says, oh, we're going to have peace talks, this is all baloney. This is like Hitler, after he went to Czechoslovakia, said, I did it to protect German-speaking people, but now I'm satisfied. And he entered into a peace agreement. And a few weeks later, he invades Poland. You cannot do a peace agreement with Hitler. You can't do it with Putin. They understand only force. And Putin understands right now that if he withdraws from Ukraine, even if he tries to say, well, you know, announce victory, you know, they won't go into NATO, he will be killed by another sociopath who wants to steal his money and his action. He's riding a tiger. He can't get off the tiger. Tiger will eat him if he gets off the tiger. Here's what else Russia is doing in Ukraine. And this is more below the surface and very, very impactful. There was an education chief. It would be sort of like we have a Department of Public Instruction. Be like that kind of a person in Mariupol. Her name was Irina Sherbak. She was called by the Russians. They took over the city and they said, you're going to change the curriculum. Everybody's going to be taught in Russian from now on, not Ukrainian. A lot of them speak both languages. And here is what you're going to say about Russia, about Ukraine, Ukraine is bad. It's a Nazi state. Russia is good. They're here to liberate and everything. She said, look, I'm an educator. That's false. I'm not going to do that. You know what they did? They kidnapped her and nobody's heard about her ever since. This is Nazi stuff. This is flat out Nazi stuff. And the other thing is they've kidnapped 400,000 regular people. 400,000 regular people in the areas that they dominate. They killed some of the men, and the others, all the women and the children, the elderly, and a couple of men who had large families and they were needed to take care of the kids. They forcibly kidnapped them and took them to Russia. Concentrated them in camps. Stand one at a time. Sometimes they'd strip them. And they had to give a picture from four angles, left, right, front, and back. Then they were interrogated. And anybody who is considered a leader or an intellectual, politician, priest, a newspaper editor, professor, was singled out. They did this in Lithuania when they went in a long time ago. And a lot of them were killed. And then a lot of the others were sent to the Gulag in Siberia. We are living in a time that is indistinguishable from what Stalin did in Russia in the 1930s, in the 1940s. We are living in a time that's indistinguishable from the inspiration that George Orwell got to write 1984, the novel. If you've never read it, you should. It's chilling, very, very chilling. So Irina Scherbak, I have no idea where she is. I have no idea if she's alive. But she's the equivalent of the head of their Department of Public Instruction, called in, said, you're going to teach in Russian, and here's what you're going to teach. And she said, I'm an educator. I'm going to teach in Ukrainian, and I'm going to teach history, warts and all. And she disappeared. They are on the hunt. They have a list nationwide of every politician, mayor, member of parliament, every priest or bishop who doesn't belong to the Russian Orthodox Church, and even some who do, who are nevertheless Ukrainian patriots. They have a list of every journalist. They have a list of every professor. And their idea is to cut off the head of the society by executing or deporting and sending to the equivalent of a modern gulag all of their intellectuals and leaders. When you do that to a country, it takes a long, long time for that country to spring back. Ukraine's a magnificent country. But what Putin did in Chechnya, what he's done in Belarus, he'll do here, what he did in Georgia. He will install criminals, thugs, who may be ethnically Ukrainian, but they'll be oligarchs who make a lot of money, and they will help supervise the murders. That's what the Stasi did in East Germany after World War II, and they did it right up to 1990. They were Germans, Prussians, and they would kidnap, torture, and murder other Germans. That's what Russia does. Russia, Putin has got to be destroyed, or ultimately Russia will have to be destroyed. It is a cancer, a chancre, a choriocarcinoma in the body politic. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.